lady. Shut up.
The fuck?
Where's the alcohol?
Welcome back to Not So Sober Thoughts.
Hello, hello.
What episode are we on? Amanda?
53. Oh, I didn't know if I saved this. Okay. Yeah, 53, I think.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
It's been a while. We had some company last weekend, so, you know, we always come back to you guys with some kind of stupid excuse for why we haven't been on here, but we had fun last weekend. We were planning on having them on the podcast, but, you know, everyone got a little too hungover the next day, and the not so sober thoughts turned into not so sober hangovers and nausea.
So sorry about that, guys, but if you missed us, you can check out Back to the Reviewture because they are really good at uploading.
Because we are not,
and they are going to review, I think, Beauty and the Beast.
Ooh.
So check them out. I think they're uploading today as well. So yeah,
I really want to see that movie. I heard though that it wasn't up to standards because of Emma Watson.
Why? Because she's British?
Yeah, and you know what? When someone said that, and I said, oh, well, Belle is French. So yeah. That does, because they even, that one song, Bonjour? Bonjour, like, she can't do that in a British accent. She could, but it messes up everything.
So was she just supposed to have an American accent?
I don't know, because that does make a valid point that, lady... Can you get down?
I don't know why right now she wants to lick the microphone, but sorry about that.
I guess in the actual movie she did have an American accent, right?
Yeah. I've never seen it, but from
I'm
what
pretty
I can
sure
tell, yeah,
she did. So I don't know.
Beats me. I'm going to see the Belco
experience. Oh my god.
We won't have to talk about that, but that's our excuse.
We were on Twitter. Well, I was on Twitter. And we found today's topic on Twitter. But we were trying to go through and find some other topics for the other episode that you'll be listening to right after this.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Episode 54. couldn't really find anything. But we did find a trending topic, which I thought was really interesting, was the Atlanta orgy.
Yeah. And when she said that to me, I was like, what the frick is
this? Yeah. I was like... Atlanta orgy trending. So I, of course, clicked on it. I guess this girl, a psych student, did this experiment, a social experiment for a term paper that she had to write. And she got these people to sign up for this giant orgy that's supposed to happen in Atlanta. Charge $175
that's gross.
A head. No pun intended. And, 27 guys signed up for it. No girls signed up for it. And they were very pissed off finding out that it was just a social experiment. And it helped her pay her tuition off.
Yeah. I wonder if they can sue her.
I don't know. There probably was some fine print.
Yeah. I imagine. Because I don't... Oh, that's
crazy.
Disgusting. And it just shows you. And we all knew. I told Megan. I was like, that shows you how men are pigs.
Yep. I was like, of course, only men signed up for it.
No woman in her right mind would pay that much money.
Absolutely not. No.
She can get it for free. Oh, Lord.
But yeah, that's the only, you know, topic of news that I saw.
Yeah, I've been sucking up the current events, so. But there's not really much. It's all fucking Donald Trump thinking he got wiretapped by Obama. Who cares?
It's like every single day I'm sitting at my computer, I get all those CNN notifications and on my phone, and they're all Trump. And I'm just like... I'm about to delete this.
It's stupid. And you think he'd have better stuff to do than be concerned that he got wiretapped. You're already president. Like,
yeah.
Get over it.
Calm down. Calm yourself down.
Just run the country, please.
So, the topic that we're doing today was another trending topic that happened throughout this week that people were talking about. And I thought it was an interesting topic considering we are the millennial generation. And the millennial generation, a lot of people are confused. So, what era that actually is in. And if you were born between the years, I think it's 1982 or 1981 to 1995, I believe.
Okay.
A lot of people always think it's the generation below us, which is not.
That would be like what the people in
the the generation below us is the kids.
Oh,
that are
yeah,
below
yeah.
Us.
Sorry, I'm thinking.
They're I think generation Y.
I don't know,
they're
idiots.
They're the ones that make us look bad. Because they always blame things on millennials. I'm like, okay, listen here. We're the ones who grew up with the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're talking about what life was like before the internet existed, which the people below us don't remember.
But we, let me just reference that we do, because I was born in 92.
I was born in 91.
And we grew up, and it was not, the internet was not a thing when we were there. So mm-hmm. I just want to point that out. We have experience.
Yeah, and I feel like the year that we were born was, like, the ideal year. Yeah. So, like, millennials, when it comes to, like, the internet generation, it's, we're kind of split up, because my boyfriend is actually, he was born in the mid-early 80s,
mm-hmm.
so he doesn't experience the internet like we do,
mm-hmm.
whereas we kind of grew up with it. We had things like MySpace, and, like, we started out with AOL, and, mm-hmm. like, dial-up, and then, you know, it graduated to, like, Facebook, and now we're over onto this yeah. Instagram, and Instagram's kind of, like, everything. YouTube, it's, we're sharing our lives even more, whereas the kids below us don't really get that. They yeah. just kind of jumped into it, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is how, this is also the reason why kids that are younger than us, like, 14-year-olds, look like they're our age.
Yes, and we didn't have smartphones until, I didn't get a smartphone until my senior year of high school.
Yeah, we actually, so. Well, I mean, that's a good point, too, because we yeah. grew up with the cell phones.
Yeah.
We saw, like, I remember my grandma had a big car phone. Did your grandma or your mm-hmm. parents have that?
Mm-hmm.
And then we went from Nokia, those brick phones.
Yep.
Like, you could seriously run that phone over at least 10 times, and it would still mm-hmm. be ringing and still be alive. And then texting came into play. And that was a whole game changer.
And I didn't get that until my junior year yeah, of high school.
Yeah, and flip phones started becoming a thing.
I was, like, the one with, like, the cool flip phone that did video in ninth grade. Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, obviously, you couldn't send the videos to anyone.
No. But if you watch those now, they're so pixelated that you have no idea what's going on. Same with your MySpace.
Yeah.
MySpace was such a big thing, and it kind of... It showed us, which was crazy, it showed you how to program.
Mm-hmm.
Like, discreetly, because you would go on the internet and you would search the internet to find these codes
yes!
that would make your MySpace cool, and you would mm-hmm. have all these cool, like, things that would interact.
And if you had if you messed up the code, your whole thing got messed up. I yeah. remember that a lot. And I got asked to prom because I did, like, Messenger, and mm-hmm. I got asked to prom my junior year through MySpace.
I remember top 8. Do you remember your
yeah,
top 8?
Yeah, and that was always the worst, because you're like, wow, they took me out of their top 8.
Or they're
8.
Like, wow, I'm number 2 yeah. on your top 8. And you're just kind of like, oh, I wish top yep. 8 was not a thing.
I always, like, put my sister or something, be like, I had to put my sister as my number 1, mm. sorry.
It's kind of like on the line of, like, yeah. you getting married. Yeah. You're like, oh, she had to be my bridesmaid, yeah. she's my sister.
It's nothing against you, I promise.
But yeah, it's just crazy how we've evolved. So I feel like our generation, when it comes to the internet, unfortunately for Amanda, it's a little harder because she doesn't even know how to use Twitter.
Yeah, I'm
but,
sorry.
I mean, Twitter's a dying thing, but it kind of introduced us to hashtagging.
Yeah.
Which helps trending topics.
Yeah, I mean, I understand all the Instagram and all the rest of them.
Yeah,
Twitter's a confusing platform.
I think it's a more celebrity-based platform.
Yeah.
It's not a fun social media for me, because you don't get as much pictures. I'm mm-hmm. a visual person, so I like to watch videos or yeah. look at pictures or, like, interact that way. Mm-hmm. I don't like to sit here and see people rant on Twitter.
No. And I agree with you. I'm definitely more of the visual person. Because
mm-hmm.
when you're creeping on people from, like, high school, you just want to go back and look through their photos and be yeah. like, they gained weight or
like, if anyone starts following me on Instagram, you best to believe I am deep into yeah. your pictures.
Yeah. All the way back to the beginning.
And you better make sure that your stuff's on public when you add me, because most likely I'm not going to add you.
Yep. And then when you don't realize they're not in public and you hit, like, oh, a request, you're like, God damn it, it's
yeah,
pending.
Yeah, I know. I was like, oh, God. And then you just unfollow them later. Mm-hmm. Like, I saw all I needed to see.
Yep. Okay.
So we put a couple things together that, you know, if you're back at the age that we grew up, this is how we lived. We didn't Woo! Have these certain things.
24, 25-year-olds, here we come.
Our mid-20s.
Yeah. You want to go first? Sure. We just found a couple of lists or made lists, so.
So, before the internet existed, mm-hmm. these two phrases did not exist.
Okay.
Do you have Wi-Fi? And what's your Wi-Fi password?
Because, mm-hmm. no, that, When did that even start? Probably Wi-Fi? College?
That was, like, a huge thing. Yeah.
I wouldn't, yeah.
Even, like, internet now, like, the high speeds that it's on, oh, man, that dial-up, it took forever for just anything to pop up, and Google wasn't even a thing.
Yeah.
Like, in the beginning. I just had the Internet for Dummies book, and it gave you, like, different websites you could look at.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think I was just trying to think. Even in college, you guys had, like, a port where you plugged your Ethernet thing in, right?
Yeah.
And I had, like, a dinosaur laptop. Mm-hmm. Do you remember that thing? Mm-hmm. We called it Igor. It was my sister's old laptop from Kerr College. That's bizarre to think about now. The internet has come a long way in a very short time.
And you know what? I was thinking about that last night because we were watching that Assassin's Creed movie.
Mm-hmm.
Awful.
Yeah, don't
but
waste your time.
Anyway, it showed... It goes back to 1492, which, you know, is the year that Columbus came to America and this and that. And they showed them in the stuff that they were wearing and stuff. And it looked like biblical times. So I was just like, when did we, like, all this, like, what started this technology revolution? Like, did it take so long for us to finally get there? And what sparked it? And what made it so that way we're here now? Because everything's happened so fast, so quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Just think, we've lived for 24, 25 years, and we've seen so much evolve in such a short amount of time. But humans have been on the Earth forever.
I know. I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
Steve Jobs came into our lives.
But I don't think he sparked it. He made the iPad or the iPod and the iPad.
Well, I guess the person that created the internet, which was something I learned in a class. I don't remember.
But did he? It was like the first email that was sent was something outrageous, and it was like an accident or something. But like, what even made it so that we could do that? Radio waves?
I think so. I mean, it had to start with phone too. I don't know. We learned all this. That class, and I don't remember
but,
anything.
But, like, what was the one thing that, like, technology, electricity, probably?
Probably. I feel like electricity, and then probably the phone, I think, is the big thing, because then you learned how to send the waves. Radio, definitely. It's just, like, all evolved.
Yeah.
And then you see those old,
motion pictures.
Yeah.
It's just crazy to think.
I think
just to think from analog to digital.
Yeah. I think the telephone was probably the biggest thing, honestly. I don't know. That's just me.
I mean, going from Pony Express to hey, what's up?
Hey, man. Oh, God. That's the one thing I was telling Megan, too. Back when we were in middle school, when you wanted to call your friend, you had to get your mom's house phone. Mm-hmm. You also, when you were little, like in elementary school, you had to get your friend's phone number, and you had to get your mom to write it down in her address book. So if you had to go call your friend and be like, can I call Megan? And then when you call and be like, is Megan there?
It would be the worst because it would be the home phone.
Yeah.
So your parents could listen in on it.
Yes. And then they could kind of hear it sometimes.
Yeah.
But sometimes you couldn't.
No.
So if you were talking about something you shouldn't have been.
Or you're talking about how stupid your parents were.
Yeah.
They'd be all mean mugging when you went downstairs and be like, what's wrong with you? And they'd be like, nothing. Oh, okay. Well, obviously you were listening to my conversation and that's why I was talking shit about you on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
No privacy, Mom.
Come on. God. Because I used to, in ninth grade, I dated this kid that, like, my parents did not want me to date. So I would always call him. Oops, sorry. And I... call him, and then he would have to call me back for some reason, and they'd be like, Manda, you need to get off the phone.
Yeah.
And they click in, and I'd be like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. Because he was a senior.
The best thing was, is when you're on the phone, or your dad was on the phone or something, and they'd be like, I'm trying to get on the internet.
Oh my God. And then they'd be on the internet and be like, I'm trying to call. Or they're waiting for a phone call. And you'd
they'd
be like,
and it'd just be static because they'd be on the dial-up.
Oh, I know exactly that noise sounds like. God damn. Good time.
Good times. Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Started from the bottom, now we're here.
Now I pay for my own Wi-Fi. What now, Dad?
My mom.
You had dial-up at my age.
God. Oh, I guess that was kind of one, so you can go.
The mall versus online shopping.
Mm-hmm. Going to the mall as a younger kid?
That was the thing. Either that or going to the movies with your friends.
That's all we did.
All in middle school, and you would, like, get dressed up to go to the mall.
Your parents would drop you off.
I don't think kids really do that anymore.
No, I don't know
They're
what they do for fun.
Shady shit now. They're like going on the playground smoking weed at like 13. What are you doing?
And what are you doing?
We didn't do that at 13.
How do you even know what sex or weed or drug? Like, they told us about drugs at, what was it, DARE?
Yeah.
But no one actually knew what they were.
And you got to sign up. I think and DARE came and you like vowed to like not do drugs or something. I didn't follow
and,
that.
And like the big like scandals, like, oh, Joey kissed Sally on the playground.
Yeah, and there'd be, like, just that one kid that was, like, the druggy kid. You'd be like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's crazy. I don't want to hang out with him. And he'd be, like, he'd look, always look dirty.
Yeah.
He'd just always be a dirty kid. And now, like, every kid, I feel like, does drugs.
Mm-hmm. Or smoke cigarettes at that age, too. Because there's just, like, that one kid, too. Because I feel like anybody that smoked cigarettes at our age, I used to have a friend that was, like, my best friend. And then she, like, kind of turned to the bad kid. Mm-hmm. And she's, like, smoking cigarettes and stuff. And I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, and if someone smokes cigarettes now at our age, you're just like, oh, that's so gross. Can you just not do that? Versus, like, we'd be like, oh, they're smoking cigarettes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
Maybe it's just because, I don't know, Tumblr always, like, shows a lot of stuff like that.
Yeah.
I agree. Tumblr is just something that I feel like I can't, we can't get into it.
Yeah. We have
too much of a feed, and it's just, you gotta be interested to me. It's like Pinterest, but like with a twist and like naughty things like drugs and sex and all this stuff. And like Pinterest has like sex stuff, but it's like an advice, whereas like Tumblr is like, ooh, and it like has pornography on it. I'm just like, I don't want this on my feed.
No, I still don't understand it. I don't know. It's
I'd rather just go through Instagram and be like, oh, this is cool, or like, oh, that's a funny meme. But like some of the memes that are on there, I'm just like, this is so, I don't know if it's because I'm getting old, but I'm like, this is so inappropriate.
Yeah, I agree.
And I'm just like, why, or like, why are people posting this?
Yeah.
Like, keep that shit to yourself.
We don't need to see it.
I don't want to see your pornographic, nasty shit that you want. I can't. It's just, Hashtag, I can't.
Hashtag, no.
Can't even.
This one is like for our parents' age, like before they had the internet. So they actually went to the library and consulted actual books to get their answers to a question. And when they went to the library, they found their books using a filing system with a thousands of index cards called the Dewey Decimal System. Do you remember that? We still had to do that too.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I definitely wrote down Dewey Decimal System on my list here.
Yep.
And I guarantee kids don't know how to what that even is.
Mm-mm. Oh, God, help yourself. Because I still feel like the CMU library, you had to use that to find a book.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I mean, you know. Well, I mean, now the Dewey Decimal System is, it's on the computers at the library.
Yeah, and they tell you what section, and it's a little easier.
I mean, yeah, so now it's just like you would, back then, you would go to the library and be like, oh, hey. Or you would know the Dewey Decimal System, and then you would know the author, and then you'd have to base it on if it was biography or, like, how things were, like, assigned. It was really complicated that you had to, like, learn all this stuff.
But
like
library,
yeah, like, library was, like, an actual, like, class.
Yeah, but you actually, like, had to look up shit in the encyclopedia.
Yeah.
I definitely had to do that. And I remember my parents bought, like, this big, huge dictionary and encyclopedia and for school. And
but you know what? When this zombie apocalypse happens, we're going to be prepared because we know how to use the library.
When the Wi-Fi goes out for everybody, we're going to know what the fuck to do.
I remember writing, like, term papers and, like, biographies and stuff in elementary school and middle school and having to go to the library.
I can only imagine what college was like not having Wi-Fi or having the internet.
I had all my mom's college books, and they were so big. And the print was so tiny.
And you had, probably had to read all that.
Yeah.
Couldn't just get away with just, you know, paraphrasing.
They did have footnotes. And, oh, they like, did? Those little cheats. They had those books. Spark Notes, but it was just, you know, just books.
Okay, good. Because Spark Notes saved me.
Because remember, we had those when we were in college. They sold them.
Never picked one up.
They had the little books in there. It just was a summarized copy
of that book. Oh, yeah. Because Lord knows we did not read all the books we were supposed to read in college.
And Spark Notes was always something that I would always use, like, when I was in high school. But you had to pay to see the full thing. And I was like, I'm just going to use this part that they'll let me actually
That's what I did, too. I did in college, too. We have both got our degree.
Tales of Two Cities. I'm sorry. I never actually read that book. I just always use SparkNotes.
Huckleberry Finn.
Yep. And I definitely, when we took that test, I cheated.
Me, too. I'd always be like, what's this person put in?
No, I wrote it on a bookmark.
Oh, I did that too.
Small print, and because they were like, "Oh yeah, you can use the book for some things if you need to recite it." And I was like, "I'm just gonna put this little bookmark in here, and it has all of my answers on it."
Yeah, Jason and I had an English class that we had both a midterm for. He had to memorize all these like vocabulary things, so we print out this teeny little thing with all of the definitions. We both cheated, and we're both like. We had a little piece of paper, pulled it back. The teacher is looking, put it back. Okay.
That was, our lives.
We made it through.
We did. I had the library versus Google.
Yeah. My mom took me to the library a lot when I was a kid, too.
Oh, yeah. And when I did, tutoring and stuff, and I had to get tutored, it was always at the library.
I feel like that was just a thing, especially the school library when you're in elementary school. It just felt huge.
I know.
I loved it, though. I loved reading.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, we were opposite. But I don't like reading now that much, so.
I read now.
We're opposite.
Maybe. You got one?
Oh, yeah. Hold on, sorry. My phone's about to croak. This is still me, but not a lot of people. They had to go to actual store to buy the hottest new albums. I still go and buy CDs.
I know you do. But it's like, think of it now. It's like you have Spotify, Apple Music.
And you could just download it right from
YouTube. Red.
Yeah.
I have that app where you can you like certain music, and then they just generate a playlist for you.
There's something about having a physical copy. I don't know what it is.
You're just stuck in the 90s.
Yeah.
I don't even know, honestly, how they even afford to do that now, because it costs so much more money for them to make the album because of the artwork and everything.
I feel like when we get older, they probably won't have them anymore.
There's no point.
Or it'll be like vintage.
Yeah, how people are like, oh, yeah, I have a record player. Mm-hmm. And we're like, cool.
Yeah. And they'll be like, what are CDs? Yeah.
Oh, I did see, I didn't tell you this. We went to Urban Outfitters, and the new cool thing to have now, get this, is a Walkman.
Oh, my God. I had one of those.
Yeah.
Oh
my Which gosh. I think is crazy, because a lot of the people that, shop at Urban Outfitters, I love Urban Outfitters. I think they have really cool stuff. And, it brings me, back to, when I was a kid. But, the kids that are actually buying it, they never had a cassette player. Ever. They never had a VCR. They never had to experience stuff like that.
They never had to sit there and wait for the song to come on the radio so you could record it to
your phone. Or, just the fact that you had to rewind your tape to watch it over again. Or to listen to it again.
That's so weird. Mm-hmm. I think when DVDs came out, that was, the most bizarre thing. But everyone just accepted it.
Well, it was already kind of like, oh, well, you have VCR, and then you have DVD. But you also had tapes, and then you had CDs. So everyone's kind of like, oh, yeah, it's kind of the same.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like when we were little, the tapes were still relevant. Because I remember my dad had tons of tapes.
That's all we had.
And then we, when I got a little bit older, he had tons of CDs.
Mm-hmm.
We had, a giant, binder full of CDs. Mm-hmm. And I remember going on the bus and having my little CD player, and all the richer kids would have their iPods.
Mm-hmm.
It was a new thing. It was a black and white iPod, and they paid $500 for that iPod.
That came out in seventh grade, I remember.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't. And remember. I would just sat there with my little binder of CDs and would just put in different CDs.
I know exactly, because I had but my little
soul. The most embarrassing thing, if someone's like, oh, can I see what CDs you have? You're like, no.
Yeah. Because I had Little Mermaid in there.
Yeah, I was like, no.
Still do.
I had Spirit.
Yeah.
The Last Stallion or something. I was like, no, you can't.
Brother Bear.
I used to listen to Seal, every day. I love Seal.
Mine was Celine Dion. Oh, my God. And you still remember the first CD. What was your first CD?
NSYNC.
Mine was Vitamin C.
NSYNC, the first CD, not Bye Bye Bye.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I know, girl.
I know. God. I remember going to an actual CD store, and FYE, so if you guys live in North Carolina by Charlotte and know Concord Mills, Forever 21?
Yeah.
That was an FYE.
That giant, damn! And now they're about to close down.
That FYE is across the hall from that now, and it's so tiny.
I know. That's my favorite store.
I do like going to FYE. They have the coolest t-shirts mm-hmm. that, like, you know, bring us back to our childhood. They still have CDs, like, just to go back and, like, look at them and be like, oh, man, I remember when I used to have this CD. And then they just have, like, cool posters and stuff. And you would just be like, oh, man, if I was, like, if it was, like, when we were kids and I went into that store and I had the money that I do now, I would be broke.
Oh, God, yeah. Because, Lord knows, I would spend what I want,
Is it my turn or your turn?
It's your turn.
Okay. I told you this one before we started, but looking up movie times in the newspaper.
I know.
It was a thing. Or you had to call into the place and then they would read the new, like, times off. And then you'd have to be like, we want to go at, like, 5:15, 7. And they'd be like, hold on, let me play it again. And so you have to call back.
Yeah, that was always really fun. I remember always, my mom would always be like, okay, we're going to go to the dollar store and go get some candy. And then we'll get popcorn when we get there.
Yep.
And then we'd always get sodas before, and she'd always bring her big purse.
Yep.
You always had to bring your big purse when you went to the movies.
We learned from our mothers. Mm-hmm. You don't pay for that shit there.
You only pay for the popcorn, because that's the only thing that you really can't get anywhere else.
Yeah.
Nachos, you can get that shit anywhere. And it's way better at, like, Mexican places. That nachos at the movie theaters is disgusting.
I kind of like them. I don't know why.
It's not, like... It's kind of similar to, like, when you go to football games. It's the same nachos. Yeah,
it's those and the same hot dogs. I don't know why. Every time we go to the movies, I'm like, those hot dogs are
good. I remember when I was in 7th grade, I got braces. So we couldn't eat popcorn. I think this is where my love of popcorn went, because I was so deprived for, like, 4 years of no popcorn. And I would always have to get nachos, even though you weren't actually supposed to eat corn chips, but it was better than any popcorn. But they had the Tostitos. Brand, and they had it in, like, this thing, and I would always get that, and it would have salsa and the cheese. It was so good. They don't even make that anymore.
That does sound good. Ooh, I'm hungry.
You know I'm starving. The one I have is cable and movies, like VHSs and DVDs, versus Netflix and YouTube now.
Yeah, because Netflix, even our freshman year of college, it had not even, like, started to be a big thing. So that's come a very long way in a very short amount of time.
Because remember Netflix, when you first got it, they're like, oh, you can get it where you can, like, get the movies sent to you.
They and, still
like,
have that?
People still do that.
I was going to say.
Yeah,
that's
I was
weird.
Like, I've never been like, oh, yeah. Or, like, Blockbuster.
Yeah.
Remember going to Blockbuster on Fridays, and you'd be like, oh, we're going to go get the new movie.
I don't even think, I think Family Video is the only one left, isn't
it? Yeah, I remember the last Blockbuster I ever saw is that when we were in college. That was the last one that I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and they all went out of business. I don't even know what they did with their movies. You think they just sold them to people?
I'm pretty sure they, like, just had, like, a going out of business sale and just sold them. I wish I would have found that out, because I would have bought some.
I don't even think towards the end they had, like, newer movies anymore. They probably couldn't even get their hands on them.
Yeah, that's the only reason I go to Family Video is to get the new releases, because Netflix sucks at uploading new movies.
Well, they don't specialize that.
Yeah, they need to pick their shit up. That's the only way that I feel like people are going to forever just be like, bye to video stores.
When you want to do new movies, you have different outlets. So Netflix is for people that are like, I like movies, and I don't really care when they came out. And it's kind of like, oh, I'll binge watch this show. And that's what Hulu's for, like, binge watching shows and keeping up with your shows. Whereas, like, Amazon is huge when it comes to, like, new releases, which sucks, though, because you don't get that, like, renter's fee. You get, like, if it first comes out, you're like, you gotta buy it. And you're like, what the... When I had Blockbuster, it came out, and I just paid the renter's fee. Like, I don't know if I want to buy this. I've never even seen this movie.
Yeah.
And Apple does the same thing, and that's why, like, when you have an Apple TV, you can't have Amazon on it, because they're such big competitors when it comes to that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. But, I feel like Amazon is about to really blow up. Amazon was an even thing.
I have Amazon Video now, because I didn't realize if you have Prime, you just get it automatically, which is nice.
But I feel like Amazon is becoming so... Lady, can you sit down? Like, take a seat.
He's got something to say about this.
Like, Amazon before, Amazon and eBay were, like, a thing where you're like, ooh, I don't know if I trust it. I don't know if I trust putting my credit card online. Now it's just like, I'm just going to go on Amazon and purchase this, and it'll be here in 2 days.
And convenience pay.
They even have those things now where you, like, have an Amazon drop-off. Have you seen those?
Yeah, you get it, like, that day, right?
You can do that, but what I'm talking about is the big Amazon lockers.
Oh.
Have you seen those?
No.
They have them at, like, different gas stations and stuff. They've started in Charlotte where you, like, if you have one near you and you're not going to be home since you work, like, a 9-to-5, you can get it dropped off there versus in front of your house.
Oh, that's nice. Mm-hmm.
So that way no one will steal your package.
Yeah. Because for some reason, the USPS man dropped it off at the office, and I was like, what the fuck?
The no. USPS people, I can't wait until you guys go out of business. You suck.
United Postal Service, you're going out of business.
They're garbage. Like, they do suck. UPS, all the way. Mm-hmm. Ugh. And FedEx, yeah. They do a good job, too. But USPS, I don't know what's keeping them in business. I hate them, and they're rude. Mm-hmm. Like, when you go to the postal, I hate dealing with them.
I just don't get why they don't just drop it off at your door like everybody else does.
I don't know. They're lazy.
I'm like, just walk up the stairs. And I've even
told, like, the office people, I'm like, if he brings it up here, just tell him to come over here. I work from home.
Mm-hmm. We could go on a rant for this.
Oh, God, I hate them.
Okay, let's see. Is it my turn?
Yep.
Okay. Hold on here. Oh, I already... Okay, I'll skip that one. We already said it. But requesting a song on the radio, waiting for it to come on. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. Okay, so growing up as kids, this is more of us like a 90s kids thing, but using the computer for non-internet things. So we would like play paint.
Oh, yeah.
With paint and, like, Oregon kids Trail. Pits. Yeah. Like, all the, like, fun things that you do without internet. Playing
Solitaire.
Carmen Sandiego. Solitaire. Oh, my God. Carmen Sandiego. Like, there
was everything. I had Sims on the computer. Mm-hmm.
Barbie games.
Oh, yeah. I had Tarzan. That was one of my favorite games.
Yeah.
And there was another. It was a math game that I played.
I think I might have the same one.
They had, like, animals.
I do remember when the internet first started, too. I went on coolmathforkids.com.
Oh, no.
That was mine and Sydney's fun thing to do together.
My favorite video game of all time is Mortimer and the Riddle of the Medallion. Come on.
Nerd!
It was a giant snail, and you would have to unfreeze animals because they all got frozen for some reason. Here. I don't remember why. I beat it so many times.
There's some Aerosmith game that we played. Aerosmith had a kid's video game. It's weird.
My sister was obsessed with Aerosmith. Like, she had, like, the biggest hits and everything.
That's what I grew up with. My parents were always playing it.
Oh, we went to that concert thing that was at Concord Mills for him.
They had a concert here?
It wasn't a real concert. It was the whole entire concert at the movie theater. Like, you watched it.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would have been down for that.
It was in, like, IMAX, too, so you felt like you were, like, there.
What age were you?
It was like 2 years ago.
Really? What the hell?
You weren't living here at the time. Sorry.
Okay.
Going outside.
Yeah, I have that one too.
Like, no one. I never see kids outside.
Because they have their little PlayStations and Xboxes. And
I like PlayStation way better than Xbox.
Yes, Josh just got the PlayStation. I forgot to tell you that. The new one.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have... The bad thing about PlayStation, was it 4 now?
Yeah, I have PlayStation 2, though, too.
Yeah, don't PlayStation know. 2, after that point, it's all guy video games.
Yeah, they just don't think females are going to buy it. I don't understand.
I don't know. They just quit making the games that we liked.
Yeah. I do have Frogger, though, you guys. Like, I went by all, like, the classic Sonic, Frogger.
We should go to that video game store that's down the street from here. It's a resale place.
Yeah, that's right. That's the only place you can find PlayStation 2 games.
I know.
It sucks. I guess online too, but y'all. The hail.
Cursive. Remember you would write your papers, like your final copies in cursive versus typing them?
Yeah, and I think they were saying that they don't really see the point in teaching kids cursive
anymore.
They don't
teach it anymore.
Oh, they don't?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I remember having to do those workbooks in the summertime. My mom would make me do it where you'd
because,
practice cursive.
Like, what is their signatures gonna look like?
I guess just,
print?
Print, yeah. Probably.
Ugh!
I feel like cursive, I don't know, it wasn't really necessary.
We were coming at an age where it's like we used the computer and, like, you had computers in your classroom, but you didn't use it all the time.
I guess it probably would be necessary, though, because when we're older, we're gonna still be, like, doing our signatures in cursive, and they're gonna be like, what is that?
Yeah, I don't even know what your name is.
Unima! Yeah, that is kind of weird to think.
And just, like, think, like, pen pals. Remember you would write pen pals in school in cursive? Mm-hmm.
Oh, my god.
Find some kid in Africa, and they'd be like, this is your pen pal.
I love that.
Mm-hmm. I don't think they do that anymore.
Oh, here's a big one. Writing out directions. This is the one thing where I'm like, thank God we have the GPS internet. It's like just putting in where you need to go and telling you.
And you're just kind of, back then, I feel like your parents just knew how to get places. Mm-hmm.
I remember thinking, I'm like, I don't know how I'm ever going to be able to drive.
Yeah, I don't know how to get to point A to point B.
So I thought that, yeah. And I think that's pretty much it. That's all I really have.
Knowing phone numbers by heart.
Oh, yep. I definitely still remember, like, childhood phone numbers.
I know LaDonna's phone number. And that's just because I always need emergency contact when I go to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So...
yeah, it's good. Yeah, that is good to know, you guys, just in case.
Even if you're in the back... I remember when I had mono, they put me in the back room, and I was like, oh my god, my phone's about to die. So I had to sit there and memorize my boyfriend's number at the time. And I was like, I just gotta remember it, just in case, like, something happens. And they're like, well, who's someone we can call that's nearby? And be like, da 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 da! I would just spit it off.
911!
Let's see.
Ooh,
did I already say hashtag versus pound key?
Mm-mm.
That's a big one. No one even knows what a pound key is anymore.
Come on, press pound for blah, blah, blah.
Stalking was a lot harder, and it was creepy.
Stalking? Oh, stalk. Oh, I was like, stalking shelves?
No. Like, yes. Stalking, like, you're, like, trying to find out, oh, is he, like, talking to somebody else?
Oh, I imagine, like, if someone cheating on you, it was probably a lot easier to get away with that.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oof.
Now it's like, I open up your phone, I'm like, oh, well, who's Tiffany?
Who's Chanel? Why did I think Chanel?
I don't know. But that's all I got.
That's it. I feel like we could definitely do a part two, because I'm sure there's tons more. So if you guys want to hear that, let us know.
That, and let us know some things that we left out.
Yeah.
We'll put up a picture, and then we'll just want you guys just to spam it with all your comments.
Yes. Bring it on. And,
yeah, because that was actually fun. I like reminiscing on our old youth.
We're just a bunch
of old ladies now. We turned the big 2-4, 2-5, and, you know. I turned the big 2-6 this year.
Don't think about it. I turned the big 2-5.
Someone was trying to tell me the other day that 26 was not mid-20s.
Yes, it is.
That's what I said.
25 is in the middle.
I said 24, 25, 26. Late 20s, 27, 28, 29.
I think turning 30 is going to be the hardest one to do.
I think 30 is, like, really your prime, though. I think that's the moment in your life you're like, damn, I look good.
Yeah.
But you're halfway to 60. All right, we don't need to think about that. I think once I hit 40, I think I'd be like, oh.
I don't want to turn 40.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
On that depressing note, listen to episode 54.
Yep, and then hopefully we'll still be here when we're 60 recording.
By that time, you'll just see holograms of us. God. It just pops up, and they're listening to it in their hoverboards, trying to go to work, watching little holograms of us on their dash.
Oh my god, we're gonna have wrinkles.
Everyone's gonna have, like, Teslas at that time. Everything just gets autopiloted to your work. Probably no one will actually go to work anymore.
Oh, that'd be so nice.
They probably all will work from home. That's how the, you know, everything's turning into.
True, because I don't want to pay for the office space.
There's no point.
I don't know.
Everything's online.
All right. Well, we'll see you next episode in like 2 seconds from now.
All right. Thanks for tuning in. Goodbye.
Bye,
lady. Shut up.